All right, folks, sit back, relax, get your favorite libation, your favorite snack. The Geocaching Podcast is coming at you right about, if I can push the right button, right about now.
You want to know how to find it. Seek it out when they hide it. You know it's in the bag when it's an easy grab. But come on, take a chance now. So go, 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 geocache, geocache. And if you need help, we're right there in a flash. If you got a question, just call in and ask. Uncover the stash on the Geocaching Podcast. The Geocaching Podcast.
Welcome to the Geocaching Podcast, episode 475, recorded live on November 16th, 2016. I'm your host, Head Hard Hat, with
Scott Burks.
That's 427 and
Info Ferret.
You can join our chat room and watch our live video stream, plus participate with us as we record this episode. All this and more can be found at www.geocachingpodcast.com/live. Be sure to contact us via our voicemail line at 630-31-VOICE. And also find us on Twitter at geocachingpodcast.com/Twitter and Facebook at geocachingpodcast.com/Facebook. This episode is sponsored by our good patrons of the Geocaching Podcast. To become a contributing patron, simply click on our Patreon logo or PayPal logo on our website to help keep our podcast going. From all of us at the Geocaching Podcast, we thank you. Wow, we got the whole band. This is cool. I love this. Yeah, excellent, excellent stuff. We've been, yeah, we've got things warmed up, cold, and shaken. Well stirred, actually, depending on where you're at. And, yeah, we'll get into that in a little bit. But, yeah, welcome to everybody. Glad to see you here. Let's see. For me, we'll just jump right into the banter. I don't have a whole lot geocaching-wise. Got a couple of finds this week. This weekend, I am definitely planning on doing some serious geocaching whilst wife Amy is participating at a craft show that she's doing. And as much as I'd like to sit around and learn more about tatting and inning and such.
Say tatting?
She actually does tat.
What the hell is a tat?
Tat is
a Victorian knotted lace.
Yes. It's very delicate little.
Woman on the show now.
Yeah, see, now we got that. You know how hard it was to put in that second bathroom now in the studio because she's here? I'm just saying.
But tatting.
Why have a second bathroom? You need a sewing room for all the stuff.
Oh, she's got it now. So the other bedroom's
gone. What is tatting? What is that? Is that like crochet?
It's you basically
very, very loosely. It's sort of more like macrame. It's a knotted thing that you do with a shuttle.
Yes.
I did.
Did you ever play Cats in the Cradle with the yarn?
Yes.
Okay, and you got the different lines. It's kind of like that.
Yarn.
Oh, yarn.
Yes.
Whoa. I got hearing issues tonight.
That's all right. So it's kind of like that. You hold these strings in a certain way, and you've got this the shuttle that attaches to a string. You intertwine it and then pull, and this magical thing happens, and mm-hmm. out comes the items that they create.
You know, sometimes when you pull with me, magical things happen.
Exactly, and already we start. I got to turn
it. I was going to say, then you make.
You're going to get it.
We haven't even started yet.
You have to just chop it off.
Yes. Just saying. So yeah, she's actually into knitting right now, and she's outside making a cowl, and I said for Batman, and she said no. So I was disappointed, but mm-hmm. that's what happened. She's got a show this weekend, and I'm going to do some geocaching. Mm-hmm. So yes. I'll be supportive as far as I can be.
Without Amy?
Yeah, well, I'll make do. She can come later. But while she's doing her stuff, I'm going to go out and do some geocaching.
Okay.
Just saying. Mr. Scott, how about yourself? What you been up to?
Not much. You know, I looked at my stats. I'm like, holy mackerel, I haven't cached in a week. How about that?
Wow.
Flew by. Well, I cached last Wednesday. I got my FTF last Wednesday.
Right.
And that's the last time I cached. I have to get out there. I didn't realize it's been so long.
See, you got your first to find early, and it blew the whole thing out.
I had the kids last weekend, and this weekend we're going down to Indiana for Hoosier Buddy. There's a Hoosier Buddy a day, Saturday.
Right.
There's three events, and you cache all day, like Hoosier, H-O-O-S.
Yes, as in Hoosier.
Hoosiers.
Yes.
Hoosier Buddy breakfast. There's a Hoosier Buddy flash mob. There's a Hoosier Buddy dinner. So we're
wow.
Drive a couple hours to Indiana, have a good day in Indiana Saturday.
Crazy Hoosiers.
Those crazy Hoosiers, man. So I'll have a good catching weekend, but quiet week.
Yeah, that's just kind of it. It's not even the weather. Of course, where you're at,
it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
We had beautiful weather. We were in 60s. I mean, it was upper mid-60s today. It's supposed to snow on Sunday, though.
But, yeah, I heard.
It's been beautiful.
Wow.
No complaints.
Wow. Yeah. So, Taz, Goose Egg. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I've looked over New Zealand, and folks, if you didn't know, Info Ferret, she is the newest member of the band, and she is literally calling us from the space-time continuum, because it's, 3 o'clock-ish there, your time, tomorrow?
Yeah. About 20 to 4 Thursday afternoon for us.
See? You know?
Yeah,
so now we're going to start using you for, like, horse races and stuff so we can start getting information.
Look, best tip I'll give you is ask me to pick up one horse and then pick something completely different because I specialize in two-legged donkeys.
Everybody's got a hobby. I'm just saying.
Better than a five-legged donkey.
Yeah. Jeez, Scott, I'm telling you. Wow.
Come on. You don't know. I was talking about something else.
Already. Wow. So, Taz, save us. What's up?
Oh man, I had plans to go out and finished my navigation cache series, and last weekend, and then I just got too sick to do it.
Oh, sick, huh?
Yeah, weather was really nice and everything too. Sunny, 70, you know, awesome days to go caching, and just down in the dumps.
It happens. It happened to me a couple of weekends. And
like,
Scott,
temperature sick.
Yes.
Oh, that's no fun. Well, so Scott and the Z-Packs. I mean, come on.
Right. Oh,
my he just has one hecked up on the side of his neck and just goes.
God bless
that way.
The Z. No, God bless the Z-Pack. God bless him.
Oh, well. Wow. And and finally Sarah, who's shake, rattled, and rolled.
It's been sort of an interesting week. On Saturday, on Friday night, somebody else had put out a sort of flash mob cache where you needed 3 or 4 people with relevant phones to be in this very close proximity at the same time to get the final coordinates. But I couldn't make that. But for some reason, a group wanted to go about 11 o'clock Saturday morning. So we all made our way down to the waterfront. Got absolutely soaked because it was one of those mornings. It was just too wet to do anything. So we'll go geocaching or what the heck. Got the coordinates, went, walked about 300-400 meters to the final, found it, signed it, dashed back to the car and escaped. And then Sunday didn't do anything. Monday it all started shaking. So we weren't going to go into work. And I thought, well, I don't want to go. I need to go out and do something. So I went out to the, where was it? Went up to a new trail that's about a mile or so from me, that's sort of based around, set up at about five or six pylons. And I had one of those days of, you know, sometimes a cache will wave at you and you just cannot see it.
Sure.
Yes.
So I had 2 finds and 2 DNFs and then went back and the next day with a couple of friends did the next 3 in the series. But we didn't get to the final because the rain was threatening to come in and we just had enough by then. So went back home, used the information we already had, worked out where the final actually was. Finally got the geocheck tick after about the 4th attempt of what the hell, can I read that number? What does he mean by that formula? You know, those sort of jokes.
Oh, yeah.
And this morning when it was obvious that I wasn't going to get back into the building I work in, I went and we had a gap in the wind and the weather. I went back up to grab the final. So that was my series.
Wow. Now, just a little shake that she's talking about here. I just saw they re-estimated it was a 7.8 earthquake. And so the number of aftershocks were like all 4 5s. And 4 6s and things like
that's like a normal earthquake.
Yeah, and so she's and it's like holy cow.
We've had something like 7 ones at GeoNet, which is our earthquake warning group and website. They've had about 7 quakes that have registered as severe.
Yeah.
That's a magnitude 5 or over since Sunday midnight.
Yeah, because New Zealand's actually at the, like you said, the south end of the Ring of Fire, as opposed
well,
to
one side of it. You've got,
yeah, we've got California
you've
with
got
ours.
San Andreas.
Wow.
Yeah. So the shaky Isles have been shaking a bit. All I can say is we were bloody lucky that it happened just after midnight, so everybody was in bed. And
Scott,
there weren't people on the roads,
nice.
there weren't people out on the streets and out on the roads. So
yeah, it's bad.
I saw it coming.
We got off very, very lightly. But it's taken out some of the major roads on the South Island, and
wow.
It's going to be.
Oh, I can imagine.
Well,
yeah.
they've now got back into a place called Kaikoura, which is a gorgeous little, a nice little tourist spot that's great to get a good stop off between Christchurch and getting the ferry to the North Island. And they used to do a lot of presumably we'll do again, a lot of whale watching trips from there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of difficult to get to somewhere when half a hillside's come down in several places on the main roads in and out. So
yeah.
It's not fun.
How often, just out of curiosity, do you actually have any kind of severe? Is this something that, like California,
this
where it's
unusual.
Expected? Is it? Okay.
Well, there's always sort of they always sort of expect the big one, and it's to be honest, everybody expects Wellington to get the big one.
Yeah.
And we've been fairly lucky. Christchurch had their 4.5 years ago, which was horrendous. And they're still not quite right. Kaikoura is, say, about an hour or so, hour and a half drive north of Kaikoura when the roads are open.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest main settlement close to the epicenter, though it's inland and not for a bit further north from that.
Right.
So it's a set, but it's the earth scientists are scrabbling around trying to work out which faults release stress and which, but there's only, apart from this swarm of hadrons. Sunday evening, there's only been two magnitude fives this year.
Mm. So you don't have the type of
had a check.
Yeah, you don't have the thing like we do where half of California is just going to slip into the ocean and that'll be all right. Chad, are you on which side are you on, Chad? Are you on the right side?
I'm on the right side of that. I'm not falling into the ocean.
Okay. So Chad won't be an islander. Chad will be an islander then.
Yeah.
So you're not going surfing then?
No. Yeah, it's supposed to be L.A. is supposed to go and take out San Francisco.
Yeah.
It's like a whole fault line from L.A.
Yeah.
San Francisco and just fall
in.
Into the ocean.
Chad will have beachfront property.
Yeah, really.
Well, as I say, we...
forward to.
Yeah,
gambling. Come on, beachfront.
At the south end of the South Island, the Australian plate's diving down below the Pacific plate. But in the North Island, the Pacific plate's being pushed under by the Australian plate, so there's sort of a twisting in the middle.
Wow.
But it's and in between, the two plates just sort of grind past each other along the Alpine Fault. So, I mean, we've had about 2 meters of land slippage, although in some areas it's as much as 10 meters.
Well, that's exciting.
Well, there's been a couple of geocaching comments. Including people suggesting that all cache owners in the vicinity recheck their coordinates.
Because
I'll
moved.
I'll actually just keep it as a new excuse for a DNF.
There you go. That's good.
But and needless to say, I'm not going and doing any caches that involve ruins or cliffs or,
wow.
or tunnels at the moment. Thank you very much.
That would be wise.
I don't blame you.
All right. Well, let's move on. We've got a ton of stuff tonight. We've got the podcast roundup coming up, letting our viewers know what's going on in the geocaching podcasting community. And what's coming up this week on GeoGearheads is Ciphers 2. Jennifer of Team AJK tells us how they work their way through siphons on geocaching puzzles. That's an interesting one. Lots of combinations there. And on the GeoSnippets Reboot podcast tomorrow, Geocaching Tips for Beginners, episode 181 on GeoSnippets. Using the Pinterest search, wife Amy and I are going to go over many different tips and helpful hints for the geocaching noobs. Just saying, for the beginners out there. So that'll be a lot of fun. I know guys, when they hear the word Pinterest, their eyes roll up in the back of their head, and you get the... holy cow type thing. There's a lot of information you can get out of there. So I'm just saying, just Give it a try.
I just get really annoyed at Pinterest. You think so, see something, oh, that's really cool, I want to know more.
And then you can't get to
trying
it.
Trying to track back to the original source is a pain in the butt.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. And we'll go through some of that tomorrow as we go into the geosnippets.
Wait, hold on. I just know. Wait.
Yes.
Team Magic, is that what that is? Why do I know that name? How do I know that person?
I am not sure.
What?
Did I actually probably said that wrong. I said Team AJK. No. Now you kind of looked at it and went Team Magic.
Why does that name sound really familiar?
Team Magic. I'm not
anybody sure. Anybody in the
chat room?
I know what it is. Gary just had her on a show. That's why.
Okay. There you go.
I was like, that name sounds really familiar.
Wow.
Like last week.
Obviously they're working the same circuit you do.
Yeah,
when
she's working
you...
the circuit. Yeah, she sure is.
So wow. Are you even on this year anymore for them?
Not yet. Not even on. Not even on the
short list.
Not even on. Nope. Nope.
Wow.
Well, I might be on the short list, but I'm on the you know, the Charo somebody didn't show list.
You know. Hey, whatever works. Sick,
can you fill in list?
Whatever works. Yeah.
But no, I am not. Usually I'm booked somewhere, but no, I'm not booked through this year.
Oh, it happens. It happens. You know, everybody's got to have a lull in their career when it comes to things like, you know.
I'm not cheap, so I don't blame
there you
it.
Go. See, that's the whole point. That's the whole point. All right, let's move on. We got the we want to promote our GCPC mailbag. And what this is a lot of people out there in the geocaching world want to let us know what's going on in their geocaching lives. So they can do things like send us their milestones, things, adventures that they've done with geocaching. My favorite is ask the host a question. So that they can have, you know, usually it's geocaching related, but if you got a good question for one of the hosts, send it in to us and we'll include it in as part of the content here. And what you do is you send it in to, all one word, gcpcmailbag@gmail.com. Again, gcpcmailbag, all one word, @gmail.com. Send it in to us, and we'll get it onto the show. It's kind of a cool way of getting other perspectives of other geocachers and into that. And we
haven't had a cache or coffee in forever.
We should do a cache or coffee.
It's been like months.
It has. We'll have to do that. And we'll, then now that we have people, you know, extra content that we can pull in, it's even better, different perspectives.
But isn't like because we did the whole host thing for like 4 months.
Yeah, I know. It takes forever.
You were just too busy torturing us all to do a
Well, coffee. Yeah. Well, we got to get our – everybody's got a hobby. I mean, that's how it is.
Yeah. We need to do a cash or coffee. We haven't done that in a while.
Yeah, let's do that. All right. Speaking of mailbag, we did get in from Cloak & Dagger sent us a speak pipe message.
A what?
A speak pipe.
Okay.
And basically what that is if you click on – actually, you got to go through either – I don't think I have it set up on our website. It's through GeoSnippets. But if you click on it, you get up to 3 minutes that you can video or audioly send in through your phone or your tablet or what have you, and you can send us a message, and that's what Cloak & Dagger sent us. And I think I will play that for us now. Let's see if this works like it's supposed to. And I will push the magic button here.
Hello, Andy and Amy. Cloak & Dagger here. I just want to give a heartfelt thank you for the opportunity to be the fourth host on the Geocaching Podcast. It was a true pleasure, and I made new friendships with the other finalists. I also wanted to bring to your attention a unique Christmas opportunity posted out on the geocaching forums. It is called the Joyous Noel. The mission is ran by a geocacher named Laval K9. You only need to send a Christmas card and an unactivated geocoin via mail to a secret Santa. How this works is the individual wants you to email your caching name, your real name, your address, and your email address. He will choose by random who sends a coin to who. The person that you send the coin to is not the person you're going to receive a coin from, and there's a possibility that you will have to send coins overseas. The geocacher asks that you post in the forum when you have done this. You have until November 25th to join, and on November 26th, they'll send you the name of the person you have to send the card to. I just think it's a really neat mission that you might be able to get geocoins from other countries and send one as well, and you send a Christmas card. I always think that those things are kind of unique. So you can find that on the geocaching groundspeak forums. The mission is the title line is Joyous Noel Mission, a Card and a Geocoin. That's all I have for you today. I hope that you guys are having a great week and stay warm.
All right, and that's from Cloak and Dagger. And we will have a link to that forum section where you can find out other information if you want to get geocoins from basically all around the planet. They've got quite a few people that are already involved with it. And I thought that would be a good thing to share for people to get involved if they'd like. Mm-hmm. So
New Zealand last posting date for the States is Friday the 4th of December.
Okay.
To get there by Christmas.
Yep.
All right.
That's what they've got on the website. So I've just checked.
Excellent. Good stuff. All right. Let's move on. We've got episode 475. Jeepy Weepies. All right. The Great Ape Cache Debate. Now this is how this worked. Joshua the geocaching vlogger sent out Joshua Johnson. You know him.
I know I'm teasing.
Yeah. You know, what's his face on YouTube? And
the guy who does the video.
Yeah, that's the one. He sent out a thing about and it came out on the geocaching blog, and we'll have the link to this as well, where it talks about the ape cache in Washington State that got muggled about, 5 years ago, give or take. Mm-hmm. They actually went on a little expedition. Yeah. And
July of 2011.
Yeah. And it was really something. And they kind of suspected, because this is not your standard large ammo box. This is, it looks like it's, 4 feet long? I mean, it's a big box. And they So anyways, just on innuendo alone, they figured it didn't go far, and somebody just took it someplace and left it, and it was sitting out there doing nothing. So they got an expedition together and literally went out looking for it April this year. And they had a whole bunch of people that that went along, and literally within, let's see, about 2.5 hours.
It was quick.
It was quick.
Yeah.
They went through and found it and recovered it. So it's amazing.
Yeah. It was straight down the hill from it. And that's, if you've ever been there, you'll know that it drops off pretty quickly over the hill down there. And if you don't have anything, any trails or anything down there,
that's some serious bushwhacking.
Some serious effort.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Wow. Now, Chad, I take it you've been there. Has anybody else been there? I have not.
No.
Okay. And I don't think Sarah's been, because that's a bit of a hike to get to from New Zealand. Yeah,
it's about 3 miles through a tunnel with zero light. I mean, zero light. You cannot see your hand in front of your face.
Wow. Okay. So, and I don't want to downgrade this at all, because this is an absolute amazing find. 5 years?
Yeah. It was sitting there for 5 years, which is pretty amazing.
And that's something. Basically, according to this, Brian and Mountain Bike, and if you don't know them, Brian's one of the originators of geocaching.com. Mountain Bike has been with them forever and is one of the first people to actually design and put out a geocoin.
The first.
And yes. Then with an entire, after a month of planning to go searching for this as of October 1st.
And I can't believe it took 5 years to figure that out.
That's what I'm questioning. Not that it's – I'm not saying right, wrong, or anything. It's just,
no,
wow.
It's just nobody looked. Nobody
it's
said,
just
hey,
the
you know,
terrain must be that.
Let's take a day and look and see if we can – before we archive this untouchable cache.
Yeah.
Well, it had been muggled a couple times before.
Uh-oh.
Are you still there?
Is it me or is it? Oh, yes. All
right. Oh, am I cutting out?
You were.
There you go. You're
That's
back
all right.
Now.
Sorry. It had been muggled a couple like times before. and Mountain Bike was the owner or maintainer of the cache.
Right.
And so they had decided to go ahead and retire it.
Yeah. And that's, you know, that's obviously when it's retired, it kind of takes the emphasis off of trying to find it. And if it's actually, you know.
Yeah, kind of does.
Kind of does. And if the terrain is treacherous, as Chad said, I could see where this could take 5 years. Part of me, I think one of the instant things is, okay, you found it in a couple hours. What took you so long? On the other hand, come on, you've got so many factors that deal with this that mm-hmm. it just – I'm glad they went for it. I mean, it could still have been sitting down there doing
sure.
nothing.
Sure.
So now we
– That's a couple hours with a large number of people.
Yes.
And they were concentrating pretty much down the hill from where it's at because they figured someone chunked it.
Yeah, hucked it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was going to say, is this Sito with the vengeance?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And
Super Cito.
Yeah. So that's, I mean, it's an absolutely amazing find, and I don't want to belittle that in any way, shape, or form. Or the people that have gone after this. So this is great. Now, this is the part that things get a little sticky. They have.
This is where I get aggravated.
This is where everybody goes crazy. Well, so I called it a debate. This is going to just be a forced conversation. Is basically what this is going to be. They took the cache and they took it, of course, to Geocaching HQ, and everybody had pictures and photos and whatnot. The question that was arisen was, now what do we do with it? And the way that they had with here is they have several different choices, and they actually have a place of which you can click on from the link of Geocaching's blog, and we'll have that in here, where you can go to, and it literally has the three main choices. There is an other. But the three main choice, yeah, go figure. send it to space, you know, blow it up with a detonator. I mean, whatever they want to come up with, something like
other.
That. Other. Yes, that's geocaching.com. And, you know, it's another geocaching size. What can I say? Here's the choices. Put it back into the wild. Uh-huh. Put it on display at Geocaching HQ.
Mm-hmm.
Tour it at several ape locations are the three main ones that they have before other. Mm-hmm. And you have a choice and a short amount of time of which to go in and put in what you feel this is. So Scott put out in the interweaves, put it back into the wild. This is a no-brainer.
Mm-hmm.
Chad...
Wait, I think I was responding to Chad as well.
Yeah, you were responding.
Right. And then that was after he said put it in the wild. Chad had quite the opposite because for some reason having the expense and actually gone to Brazil, which is the only other place of which you can get an ape cache, now it's like, wait a minute, you're going to put it back? So that is his side of the debate, and I use the term loosely. So what I'd like to do is just kind of go over, without having to too much, what you guys feel, and Sarah, by all means, chime in, and I'll try to referee as best as I can, shy of turning it off.
Good
in
luck.
This. Yeah, exactly. So what we want to do is kind of go over each viewpoint and what we think are the pros on one side and the cons of the subject on the other. So let's start with Mr. Scott with the pros of putting it back into the wild, and then we'll let Chad and Sarah chime in on their thoughts for the cons.
Well, to me, it's – I don't understand even how it's a debate. It's a geocache. It's an ammo can is what it is. I mean, I know it's an ape cache, but it's an ammo can. You put it back in the wild. That's what it's meant for. I mean, it's not this alien artifact that everybody's like making it out to be like, ooh, it's the ape cache. It's an ape cache. Everyone wants that icon. Everyone would love that icon. There's one icon left in Brazil. That's it.
Yeah.
Now, there's also what you're not – it's not like just coming back to Chicago. You know, there was one in Illinois that was about 30 miles away from me, and that's been gone for since before I started. But the thing about the one that was out there on the West Coast was that it created a triad. there was three. It was going to get the triad. That was the big thing to do while you were out there. And it was gone once the Ape Cache was gone, but now it's back. So my thing is, how do you not, you know, hook a heavy chain around a goddamn tree, hook it to the cache, exactly. And do it and put it back. You know, here's an even better idea. Move it to where it was for the last 5 years. No one found it for 5 years. Put it there. How about that spot? But I'd say hook it to a tree, you know, chain it to a tree, put it back out there. Let us all go back to the West Coast. The trips we were meant to take, that we were going to take, that I was going to take before it went missing.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to go there and see a spot where it was. You know, I want to go see the cache.
Tad, just out of since you've been there, what is the actual terrain that they have it marked for when it was where it was supposed to be? Do you remember?
So the replacement cache is where it's supposed to be. So the terrain was 3.
Okay. So
and actually the reclaimed one they listed at 2.5. It's about a 2.5-3. You got some slight. But it's actually the replacement cache is in the exact same spot. And one of my complaints about this, about trying to put it back out there, is it was offered up. It's the same ammo can, same type of ammo can, the long tall ammo can that was there before. It was offered up by Hypnopedia to replace the container. And Groundspeak says, no, we're archiving it. And so instead, Hypnopedia put it out there as Mission 9 Tunnel of Light Reclaimed. And you can still do the triad. And I've done the triad. And there's even a cache, a challenge cache based upon the triad out there.
But do you get the ape?
Get the ape icon for doing the triad?
Ape icon from doing the triad to begin with. The triad was doing those three particular caches.
Right, right. And you got an icon for each individual cache. Thinking it through.
Which is the point that he's going after. If you put the original back with the icon available.
Right. You open up the
icon. You got a special icon for headquarters, and I guess you would have a special icon for the Tunnel of Light, but the third one you did not get a special icon for.
Right.
Okay. So that's the argument. Special icon for.
Well, I say at the very least, I think the guys that went out and found it should be allowed to claim it as an ape cache.
You know?
Give them honorary ape cache finder status.
You know, if they've got the replacement, because I think one of the suggestions that Scott had. Here we go. I don't know. If they keep going like they're going, you're just going to get some HTML code to put on your profile.
Groundspeak's main gripe about this whole thing was it wasn't the original container. We've got the original container. Put it back out there. Let the ape cache live. It's a cache. Its one job is to live. Okay. That's its job, for people to find it. That is its job in this world that we live in. Have people find it. That's the point of it.
So
replaced the container. They replaced the container before. So, to my knowledge, that one is the second container, not the original container.
Well, wasn't the original. That's so they're gonna archive it because
they said that basically they're tired of it being vandalized, so they're archiving it.
Okay.
That was my understanding as to what originally happened. Now, of course, you know, I haven't had a personal discussion with Jeremy or Mike at Mountain Bike with regards to this.
Brian has spoken strongly about it too, but go ahead.
Or Brian. So, you know, there you go. But also, what about those people that have made the pilgrimage down to Brazil to get that ape icon? You know, and now it's like,
that's why he's on the other side.
Exactly.
This is the reason why he's on the other side.
I could make a comment that would get me taken off air.
No, keep it. Yeah, well, whatever. Hey, comments are welcome.
Well, I was going to say, just because you've got a Brazilian.
Sarah, welcome to the group. You're there. Excellent. So Chad wants his Brazilian.
So
and
So Chad's upset because he made the pilgrimage to Brazil, and we all have to go to Portland, but he went to Brazil.
Right, to get the ape.
To all the people.
What about the idea of having it where you have the original spot and keep that like it is, but have where they found it? You know, if it's a train 5 to get to, so be it.
So you're saying make another one down the hill?
Yeah. Have where it was muggled. Have a muggle version.
They have a muggle. I just don't see why they wouldn't put it back.
I do too. It's like there it is.
There you got it. Put it back.
It is pilgrim worthy. It is pilgrimage worthy.
Yes,
to go after.
Exactly.
Because I'm not going to Brazil anytime soon.
You know, Taz. Guess what? You can go back, and now you could have two.
Two. He's got them.
Yeah. You know, next to your precious little monkey icon, you could have two.
There it is. Now,
I've already been there twice. Do I want to go there a third time?
Sure you do, because you like doing ape caches.
Now it counts, dude. Now it counts. That's why. Get us more practice.
See? All right, let's move on to...
You can find it quicker.
That's right. What? You know where it is now. That's right.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you walk right up to it. Yeah, you're like, this is a difficulty one. Come on.
Right. Right now, Brian put out a post shortly after this, especially when people started saying, put it back. He put out, and I don't have the actual quote in front of me, so I'm not going to say it's in a quote, but basically it said, we want to put it on display in Geocaching HQ. And feel that would be a exhibit type thing of which they could go through and have people come to. In other words, this is another tourist trap to go to Geocaching HQ. Not that going to Geo HQ isn't a bad thing. I'm just saying.
No, but they don't get enough people wanting to go there. I mean, that's just...
Yeah, it's really, like...
Come on. It's not an alien artifact. It's not a fucking moon rock. Excuse my language. It is
That
ammo
one even
can.
Gets that one.
It's an ammo can. All right, put it back in the wild,
man. I'm telling you, put it where it can breathe.
Let's put it in this display case and open it up and see what's in there.
I did find it a touch ironic that everybody's going on about, hey, it's an ammo can, we can't put it in the wild, something might happen to it.
I know, it's an ammo can.
And they're the people who normally moan about film canisters and
exactly
little plastic boxes.
How many 4-foot-long ammo boxes have you found in your career? Come on.
Dude, I'm sorry.
Get
one of them. Well, get one of them really, really like army strong freaking chains.
Yes,
super duper lock. Lock that sucker up.
And yes,
push it back live.
Yeah,
the replacement has never been physically removed. Now the lid's been damaged a couple times, but the replacement that's been out there for 5 years, which is again a 4-foot ammo can,
yeah,
as mm-hmm. well. Has never gone missing.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So it's, it's in there good, or people have decided to, hey, we're not doing anything bad. And that was part of the belief, at least back at the time when it was getting muggled, is that some of the hikers and bikers along the trail didn't like the fact that we were geocaching on their land.
But you're still doing it. Even if it's gone, people are still going there.
Yeah.
It's like people don't go there.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I just see it as it's something, the fact that it is an ape cache and the fact that it is one of those most, one of the hardest, icons to get.
Right.
You do put it back. You do make it accessible for people to get, it's you have it. You have it there in your hands and you're saying, nope, you can't have it. Sorry. You're not allowed to have it anymore.
Yeah. I agree. Now, Chad, since you basically don't want to have it back in the wild for the reasons that you explained, which we're not going to agree with, but that's yes, everybody has an opinion. What would you like to have done with it?
I would like to see it go on a tour to the locations of the original 8 caches and host events there and give people a special icon for attending those particular events. And also possibly put it out at another location and make it a give them a special souvenir for going and finding it, but not the ape icon. We it's become over the past 5 years a pilgrimage to go down to Brazil to get this. There's been before it went, this one went missing, making the Brazil one the only one available. It had been only that the Brazil ape cache had only been found 23 times. Since then, it's now approaching 500 finds.
All right, there's an argument.
It's brought a lot of people in caching to Brazil.
That is an argument.
I don't think Groundspeak is looking at how many tourists are we bringing into Brazil.
No, but I see his point of it is the only existing place of which you can now, anyways.
It's not true. It's now there as well. They just haven't pushed it live yet.
Right.
They have the cash.
Yes. So it's interesting. I don't know. The Great Ape Tour souvenir. I think it would be interesting.
If they're touring it, we'd love to have it in New Zealand.
Tail end of October,
2017-2018. Any of you, if they want to bring it down then, I'm sure there'll be people who really happily host it at an event.
I don't understand the point of bringing it to events. I don't understand the point of that. It's like, what is it? You're going to put sunglasses on it? And
you might as well put it in a case.
What are you going to do with it?
Well, don't they lug around the evil baked bean tin to events?
I know. And now I'm like, the hell are they bringing a thing of baked beans for?
Yeah. Like, that was one of the original items.
But that's not an ape cache. An ape cache, baked beans was in the original cache.
Yes, that was the original cache. Yes.
Yeah. This is an ammo can.
Yeah. I think the tour would be interesting, but I don't think it's going to do the draw that people are just for that very reason.
No, I wouldn't go. For what?
Yeah. You know. Yeah.
Well, it's an ammo. Neato.
Now, if they had some of the original props that are in there, which I heard were not really all that great anyways, that would have been interesting.
I mean, I know they're not going to put it back out there. I know Groundspeak. I'd be shocked if they did. But I have a feeling. I think they're going to put it on display in headquarters and not put it back out. They should put it back out there.
I think
people would be like, put that thing back out.
For the people that really, honestly, for the United States, okay, sorry, world, but I'm going greedy here. For the odds of me going to Brazil, it's not happening nearly as much as it is to be able to fly across the entire country and go to Washington. Sure.
That's proven out with, the original Mission 9 Tunnel of Light has a little over 3,000 finds, and the replacement one it's coming up on 3,000 finds. It's like 2938 finds so far. So
yeah, you know, I mean, if it got pushed live again, that would become my number one priority.
Yes,
geocaching.
And I think in the States, it would for many people.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Absolutely. Yes.
But I think the reclaimed one that is there, it's pulling in people as it is, and people are wanting to do the triad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But the triad would be much better if the real.
Yeah, the real one. Yeah. Granted, it's a substitute, but it's a real substitute.
The real one might pull me in.
To get the icon. That's one of the only icons I don't have.
And I think that would be the biggest debate.
Reverse caching are the two I don't have.
If they put the container they just found back where it's supposed to be, but they don't give the ape icon.
I won't go.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. It all boils down to that icon.
For me. Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
It boils down to the icon.
Yeah. Of course.
Wow.
Let's be realistic here. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're sure not going to give the icon on tour because no.
I drove 800 miles for an icon.
Yes.
Yes. It's the icon. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know? Yes.
All right. So now that goes to the
sorry, Taz.
Hey, everybody has an opinion, and it's great. That's the point of it.
For the record, Taz, also on my list to do, which I have high on the list to do, is go to Brazil and get the ape cache.
There you go.
On my list of the things to do.
Right.
So
Brian and Jeremy, if you're listening, stick to your guns.
No, you be the bigger man and you put it back out there.
Yes. I totally agree with that.
Look, it's just cash maintenance.
Yes.
Pay a little delayed.
No, it's not. But, come on. You throw a big chain around it. It's going nowhere.
Exactly. Yeah.
No one's hawking. No one's like, the kind where you got to use the big mothers to get that thing.
Yes.
No one is hawking those things 3 miles up a hill to chop that thing away. Trust me, no one's doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just something. And I will put a plug in for Podcaster. Apparently they had the group on in, I don't know, it was last week's episode or this week's episode. You might want to check in and see what they went through for that, because honestly, I would be interested to actually go through and find out all the things that they did. But it does. It boils down to that icon and the draw that it brings.
Absolutely.
And why haven't they come up with something else? I mean, this was 2001, folks, where they came up with the idea for all this stuff, to have the uniqueness of something like this. Why aren't we having other pilgrimage-worthy things put out? I'm just saying.
I'll say I'll drive miles and miles for a virtual.
You've climbed Mount Doom. I'm just saying.
Climbed, walked, swore. Yes. But no. I'd drive for a virtual. I'll even, and this puts the cat amongst pigeons, drive for an archive virtual.
Right.
Nice. There you go. That's what you're doing. Ha. No, yeah. But it's as you'll attest, that it's the journey to get to it.
Yes.
You know, me going 800 miles to get a cache is it was a journey to get. It was a great time. It was a fantastic weekend to get the, you know, to drive all the way to Alabama, go to a cache, and then drive all the way back, and you know, be at a ball game on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
You know? But that's the adventure. That's the life I choose to have fun and love to do. And like, if they push that ape again, oh, you better believe me and Jesse would be out there toot sweet.
Yeah.
Making my way out there to go get that.
I would now, I was missing just again. for that very reason.
Absolutely. Yeah. That would be our number one priority.
Yeah.
You need to go to where that guy's at.
What guy?
What's that? We got blank screen at the moment.
Oh, you're okay. It's not showing up.
No.
I was trying to share. I'll go back to.
Here, I'll bring it up.
I'll just share full screen.
Yeah, go for it.
There you go.
There we are. Yeah. Where that guy is.
Where that guy is.
And I love his taste in t-shirts. I'm just saying. That is the way to do it.
I've got like Inception going on your screen right now.
Yeah.
That's the goal there.
Yeah, I could do that. I could do that in Seattle. Why would I do that in
No, you can't do that in a rainforest in Seattle.
Yeah, there's pilgrimages, and then there are pilgrimages.
There's pilgrimages, and then there's fools.
Hey, you know, if you can do it, we can't. Yeah, we can't downplay that. He did an amazing thing,
dude. Taz, one day I'll be there taking the same picture with the same goofy smile.
Yeah,
I promise.
Yes. Oh, so I think we've settled nothing, but I hope it brought up a lot of good discussion with everybody for this to what to consider.
Did they give a time frame on when they're going to make this crazy decision?
November 27th is where the what to do for. We'll have a link in the show notes.
Yeah.
But they've got until November 27th to get your vote in.
I'm curious what people are going to vote as, because you've got people like Taz who are like, put it on display. But then you've got like people like me who is like, no, push it back out.
Yeah. You know, like, and that's the choices.
My view is it's there to be found.
Right? Okay. Yeah. So yeah. So you're saying put it back.
Yeah.
Well,
so sorry, guy, you're outvoted.
That's all right. Taz was lucky that he didn't get voted off the island, so that's all right. This is good.
So Andy, you're saying put it back.
I'm saying put it back. That was the first, and I talked to Amy the second when we read the article about it and talked about it. It's like, well, what do you think? And she said, oh my God, you got to put it back.
Yeah,
it's
the one who told me that they found it, and I'm like, are they putting it back? Like, when are they putting it back?
When is it going? You know, exactly.
How do you not put it back? Like,
yeah.
That was the main gripe.
And I think what Brian was talking about is because it's been archived for so long, and I don't think that is the point that needs to go with this. It's not that it was archived. It's not that it's gone there. We have as close to the original that we possibly can have, and to be able to turn on that icon. And to be able to go that way and go with it. Just putting it back is not going to do it. They've got to turn the icon back.
And I think they should.
Yes.
I honestly think they should.
Yeah.
I would hope most people think they should.
Yeah. And there's a lot of people out there saying, no. And they got their reasons.
Yeah. And in the end, they're going to do what they want to do.
Yes. And that's the kicker. That's the thing out of all of it. They're going to say poo-poo. These are the same people that took.
We want it in our lobby.
Yes.
In the plexiglass.
Yes.
Tell you what, punch lots of circles out of it and sell it as geocoins.
There you go.
It's kind of like the Christ thing with the cross, and it's got a splinter in there somewhere. Sorry, Scott, but yeah, that's how that goes. Oh man, so yeah, this is it. This is going to be. I honestly think this may bring up more discussion than they want. For this,
yeah, I'd be curious to see how people vote. I really would be,
because if it just goes hush hush, how many people are going to allow it to be hush hush? Because I think a lot of people are worth fighting for it.
If I'm looking in the chat room, Cloak and Dagger says, "Yeah, they should put it in HQ."
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah.
I mean, so it's not just Taz.
No,
it's other people feel that same way too.
And I totally understand that.
Oh yeah,
I don't agree with it, but that's how it goes.
People voted for Trump. I don't
know. No, okay. No. We're not going there. So, yeah. Speaking of spam a lot.
Yeah. All I can say is. Yeah.
Go ahead.
I just was wandering around Wellington on the day I got absolutely drowned.
Yes.
Looking for that mob cash. So walked past a sign that somebody had put out saying, "Americans welcome. With a responsible adult."
And this is why. This is definitely everybody goes, do they have pubs in New Zealand? As she takes a drink of drink.
Then try that.
There you go. See? That's not uncommon for our crew. So do they have pubs in New Zealand?
Special circumstances.
Yes.
When they do, yeah.
Yes. Do they have pubs in New Zealand?
Yeah, one near to me is the Thistle, which is used to be a really dingy, scruffy-ass place, but it's been done up and dragged up by its bootstraps.
I love Sarah. Yeah, that's good.
And one of the stories about it is it used to be on the waterfront, and Te Rapa, who was one of the Maori chiefs, apparently, allegedly, used to pull his canoe up there and go in for a drink, and nobody dared charge him. That may just be an urban legend, but
there you go. So the point is with pubs, this is a pub discussion. This is something where you got to get people with alcohol involved and just figure it out.
If I would have known, I would have gotten drunk before I came out.
We would have had to put the adult label on that one. I'm just saying,
just adulting across the top.
That's exact. It's like, please take the kiddies out of the room. All right. Exactly. Lots of offensive in. All right. So we put the voices out. We've discussed it, and what you, our fine viewers and listeners, come up with. Don't let this die. Don't let this go and just if a decision is made and you don't agree with it, make sure you let them know. One, because that's the only way you can help influence things. And if they finally say poo-poo and this is what we're doing, then fine. But I think this is worth discussing with vigor for, because I want my icon.
Right.
Personally, just saying.
I want my 10-10-10 icon, but I started cashing.
Oh, here we go. Jeez. I'll tell you what, the next time 10-10-10 comes around, you can have the icon.
I've got my
build 10-10. Your time.
I do too, but that's all right.
I've got it.
I'm just saying.
I never have. I don't care.
See? It's all point of perspective. All right. So that's how that goes, folks. You make your decision, and by all means, send in to us what you think, and we'll tally it up if we get enough votes and see what goes on. But you got our viewpoints. Excellent, excellent stuff. Wow. All right. I think it's time to wrap this puppy up. I want to thank Sarah, a.k.a. Info Ferret, Chad, and Scott, as usual. Oh, that's awesome. And let us know if the Space-Time Continuum has anything else that they need to tell us in the future. We greatly appreciate it. Awesome. All right, folks, let's wrap this puppy up. We want to thank you for subscribing to the Geocaching Podcast. Please be sure to join us each and every Wednesday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time for another episode of the Geocaching Podcast right here on the Geocaching Podcast website at www.geocachingpodcast.com/live. The video version of our show is available on YouTube, and the audio version is available on our home website, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and many of your favorite podcatchers. We love hearing from our viewers and listeners, so please visit us through our social media sites or contact us via our voicemail line at 630-31-VOICE. The Geocaching Podcast is a Head Hard Hat production. It is produced by Andy Smith, Scott Burks, and Chad Courtney. This show is copyright 2016 by Andrew T. Smith. All rights reserved.